China is a very important market for U.S. products. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Many eyes and many ears are watching today's meeting with China and U.S. officials. Are we going to be able to get together and get a trade agreement put together? As we know, China is a very important market to the U.S., not only for soybeans. Rob LaRue is president of the National Farmers Union and a farmer producer from West Virginia.
It's too important, right? Yep. And for us to pivot so quickly is just not possible in so many commodities. I mean, you know, soybeans, of course, is the primary one, which has been impacted here. But it is, as you just pointed out, it's really across the board here. And while it might make sense to make sure that we make adjustments over the coming years, having them completely shut out is what is causing a lot of the challenge right now in rural America.
Rob pointed out that is just one side of the story. Then you add in a couple other factors.
Now you add that, and then you have the government doing things like offering a bailout of sorts to places like Argentina, who then turn around and sell soybeans to China.
Yes.
That just is throwing salt in the wound, if you ask me.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you, and I believe that's the comments from a lot of our beef producers out there. And farm legislation, of course, with the government shutdown, the farm bill's in limbo here as well. We know that one big, beautiful bill supposedly had some language to the farm bill, but again, something needs to happen here. Some things need to be updated, don't they?
Well, I think there's plenty to, like, you know, say there's something positive that came out of the One Big Beautiful Bill.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.